Texte numéro 75. Revising execution method. When a state panel recommended last April that Tennessee abandon the three chemicals used in executions across the United States in favor of the single drug usually used in animal euthanasia, the state corrections commissioner said no. Though the move would have simplified executions and eliminated pain, the commissioner said Tennessee should not be out at the forefront of a decision with political ramifications. When the Supreme Court heard arguments recently in a Kentucky case that has led to a moratorium on executions, it was mostly concerned with the question of what standard courts must use to assess the constitutionality of execution methods under the Constitution, which bars cruel and unusual punishment. But why do all 36 states that use lethal injections prefer a complicated combination of three chemicals? The answer seems to be that no state wants to make the first change. Having proceeded in unison to adopt the current method, which was chosen in part because it differed from the one used on animals and masked the involuntary movements associated with the idea of death, state governments would prefer that someone else, possibly the courts, change the formula first. An authority on methods of execution at a Manhattan law school said, "There's safety in numbers, but if one state breaks from that, the safety in numbers starts to crumble." "If you change," she continued, "you are admitting there was something wrong with the prior method. All those people you were executing, you could have been doing it in a better, more humane way." In the Kentucky case, the corrections commissioner said the three chemical combination was safe and painless and produced a dignified death. The method is the one most commonly used for pets. Lawyers said a barbiturate would bring on fatal cardiac arrest within a matter of minutes. They conceded that muscle contractions were possible, but said that people were strapped down and that witnesses could be told that the movement did not indicate pain. One of them is on death row for killing a sheriff and a deputy sheriff who were trying to serve him with a warrant. Another one is there for killing a couple whose car he had damaged in a car park. Lethal injections protocols nationwide call for a short-acting barbiturate to render the person unconscious, followed by a paralytic, and then a chemical to stop the heart. If the first chemical does not work, there is no dispute that the person will suffer terrifying pain. Some experts on executions say the debate over which chemical to use is the wrong one. Some think the firing squad is the most humane method, though it is perceived to be the most brutal. Adapted from Katie Marini, January 2008.